Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Ches. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Judge Bernard Luster, Chaim Beryl Ben Yaakov. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Now, we had done this yesterday, but we're going to chazer over the last part of what we did, which we begin on Nun Ches Omid Aleph, about 9 lines down from the top, with the words Elo Iika Lemeima. If we want to say that there is a Machlokas Tanoim that parallels the machlokas that we have between Rav and Shmuel about yesh chupa lepsulos, Rav said yes, Shmuel said no, so then this is the Tanoic dispute. Bepluksu dahani Tanoi, and we did this first part of this machlokas yesterday, so we'll chazer it again today, should be hopefully a little bit easier. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa seems to say something at the beginning which is incomprehensible, which, as we learned yesterday, we'll reinterpret in a second, so bear with me. Nisu zu vizu. If a person underwent nisuin with a kohen, and the woman that went nisuin with this kohen, again, this was without kiddushin and without consummating the marriage, just the nisuin itself, kisheros upsulos, whether the woman herself was permitted to go and marry this kohen, or whether this woman was not permitted to marry the kohen, kisheros, yes, permitted, psulos, not permitted, or, and here the critical word, we'll see the or is not here, this is now a reinterpretation, we'll see in a second, or that they in fact went to chuppah but didn't have the consummation of the marriage. So then in this situation, ochlos bishalo, they are still entitled to go and be supported by this kohen, and in fact, ochlos bitruma, and they can eat truma. Now there's an obvious contradiction over here from the second part saying, nichnesu, but it means shenichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivelu, they didn't consummate the marriage. That implies that the first part, mechlal denisu, means the first part, nisu mamish, that they did consummate the marriage. But if they consummated the marriage, how could it possibly be that they would be able to eat truma? The women that were psulos, l'kuhuna, certainly wouldn't be entitled to eat truma by doing this illicit marriage. So therefore, we have to reinterpret it. When we said the first and second part, the first part was really without having the consummation, and the second part was just stating that, it was explaining it. And lav kigon shenichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu. So the first part doesn't make any sense that if you were to read it just as two separate statements. So it must be talking about the first part is also nichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, and uktani, and therefore ochlos mishalo v'ochlos mitruma. So this opinion clearly goes that ein chuppah l'psulos. A woman who has in fact undergone chuppah but has not consummated the marriage is entitled to eat truma. She hasn't done anything technically that is also yet, even though she was unfit to marry this person, but since they didn't have bia, so then that doesn't mischalelis her, that doesn't turn her into a woman that cannot eat truma yet at this point. And the fact that she's waiting to have this bia asura doesn't ruin her ein chuppah lipsulos. Now, here we get to the part where we didn't learn yesterday. We learned this first part yesterday, that clearly this Tanoic opinion is in accord with Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. And now we have the second Tanoic opinion. This is where we actually left off yesterday. Rishmo B'Noshe, Riyofkin B'Broka, Omer, he holds, Kol She'Biyosom Achilosa, Chuppasom Achilosa, Kol She'Ein Biyosom Achilosa, Ein Chuppasom Achilosa. He says, if they were to have had relations and she would be allowed to eat Truma, so then the same thing would apply if she had Chuppah. The Chuppah would allow her to entitle her to eat truma. But if the relations would not allow her to have eat truma, so then chuppah also is poselis her. Yesh chuppah lipsulos would prohibit her just from chuppah without consummating the marriage. So this goes in accord with the shita of Rav that says yesh chuppah lipsulos. Now, we seem to suggest, therefore, that this Tanoic machlokis of yesh chuppah or ein chuppah lipsulos parallels that of Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Gemara is not going to argue with the first part that the Tanakhama clearly holds Ein Chuppah L'Psulos, but the Gemara is going to argue that maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Ryochan Broka doesn't hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos because he could hold something else. Mimai, why are you necessarily aligning this with Yesh Chuppah or Ein Chuppah L'Psulos, this Machlokis Tanoim here, the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Ryochan Broka? Maybe Dilma, in fact, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Ryochan Broka doesn't hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, maybe he holds Kireb Meir Sirulei. Remember Reb Meir we had the other day? The Omer, just from Kiddushin Lo Ochla, that if a woman just had Kiddushin, never mind Chuppah, just having Kiddushin, that already exempts her from being able to eat Truma because she's awaiting Bia. She will eventually have potentially Bia that is going to be a not allowed bia, a prohibited bia, and therefore, even after the kiddushin, since she's waiting for bia, she's going to not be allowed to eat truma. So maybe this opinion, Yishmol, Benoshim Yochum Broka, doesn't hold yesh chupa lepsulos. What he in fact says is, since there was kiddushin, that's why she can't eat like Rav Meir. Where he says, that can't be. The lashon over here doesn't fit. To try to argue that Rav Yishmol Benoshim Yochum is like Rav Meir, that lords don't fit. Hi, kosh ein biyosa machilosa, ein chupasa machilosa. We had said that the opinion of Rav Yishmol Benoshim Yochum Broka is that if a relations would not entitle her to eat truma, so then just chupa alone would not entitle her to eat truma. If you're going to say that this is not yesh chupa lepsulos, but this is in fact is Rav Meir that says that kiddushin prevents her from eating, then it should have said kol she'en biyosa machilosa. If the bia wouldn't allow her to eat, so too ein kaspa ein kiddushin, the kes of kiddushin machilosa miboyle. That's what it should have said, but it didn't say that. It said ein chupasa machilosa. So it clearly is going that yesh chupa lepsulos, and it's not talking about the shita of Rav Meir, and therefore the Gemara says that that can't be right. However, the Gemara says no, maybe not. We could still resurrect this idea that Rav Shmuel ben Oshu Yochum Brochon is really holding like Rav Meir. Why didn't he say in Kasma Machilosa? The parallelism. I did Omer Tanakama Chuppa, since the Tanakama certainly has to say Chuppa because the Tanakama certainly holds Ein Chuppa Lipsulus. So therefore, he keeps the same Lashon, even though he should have said Ein Kasma Machilosa, but for parallelism, he kept the same Lashon and Omer Ihunami Chuppa. And that's why Rav Shmuel ben Oshu Yochum said over here the Lashon of Ein Chuppa Machilosa, even though technically he could have said, because he holds like Rav Meir, and Kaspa Machilosa. So therefore, you don't have a proof that this machlokus between the Tanakama and Rav Yishmol ben Oshu Yochum Broka is in fact paralleling the machlokus of Rav and Shmuel of Yesh Chupa Lipsulos or Ein Chupa Lipsulos. For is now going to show us another opinion that is a Mishnah that is going to be in support of Rav. Rav says Yesh Chupa Lipsulos. Amar Rav Amram, we had a similar statement the other day. Ha Milso Amalon Rav Sheshes Van Hirinu La Einem Imas Nisim. This following statement, Rav Sheshes tells us. Rav Amram says we learned from Rav Sheshes that, and he opened up our eyes. Again, I mentioned interestingly, Rav Sheshes was blind, and he used this lashon of opening up his eyes. And from the following Mishnah that we had previously, the raya here is going to be that Rav is correct. Yesh chupa lepsulos. What is that? V'tani tuna. We learned in the Mishnah in Sota, the following Mishnah in Sota, it says that Nebuch, when the woman who's a Sota drinks the water, so before in the process she says amen, the pasuk says amen, amen, Rashi says trei zimne, lirabos kol hani, to come to include all of the following statements that the woman is being asked to say before she drinks the mayim hamorim. So she says, amen, shalo sotisi, she has to basically attest to the fact that she didn't stray, that she didn't go and have relations with somebody else, Rahman al-Islan, not only after she was a fully married woman, but even while she was in Arusa, after the first stage of marriage. Again, we mentioned numerous times that they used to have up to a year separating their kiddushin and their nisuin. We have them, of course, together all at the same time. In those days, they had them separately. So the woman would have kiddushin, and then a year later, she would have the nisuin. So during this period of time, she was an ashes ish. She was prohibited to every single man in the world, and also, she wasn't yet allowed to have relations with her husband, so she was forbidden to everybody. So she, when she says amen over here, she's saying that I didn't, Rachmon al-Islan, have relations with somebody, shlo satisi, while I was in Arusa, as well as in Asua, and while if it was the case of a Shomeris Yavam, and Uchnusa, when she had Yibam. So in all of these situations, the woman is being asked to, so to say, state and attest by saying amen that she didn't have relations when she was in Arusa or in Asua, or Shomeres Yavam, or Chnusa, meaning after she had Yibam. This is the Mishnah from Sota, and Rav Sheshes says, I'll show you that this is a riot to Rav. Hi, Arusa Hechidami. When we say over here that in Arusa, this woman has to swear that while she was in Arusa, she didn't have relations as well. So, Hi, Arusa Hechidami. Now, just to remind everybody, there's a Kinui and Stira. There has to be the warning, the kinui, and then there's the stira. She has to closet herself away, and you need to have this in order for her to potentially become a sota when she is, in fact, closeted away, and we don't have Adam that she did an Aveira, but we have Adam that she closeted herself away, so then she can be asked to drink the mei sota. If she doesn't, she loses the ksuba. So when it says over here, hayarusa yechidami, we're talking about ilema, the kinui lo kishi arusa, if the kinui took place while they were only in erusin, not a good start for their marriage, but he does this kinui while she is arusa, only the first stage of marriage, and then we're saying that the komashka lo kishi arusa, and he still gave her to drink the waters while she was in arusa, so that can't be. Arusa bas mishtayihi? Does an Arusa have the opportunity to go and drink the Mei Morim? No, but not. We learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is also found in Sota, and the Mishnah there tells us that Arusa and the Shomeris Yavam, both an Arusa or a woman waiting to be taken in Yibam, so both of these women, if they're accused, there's kinui against them, and then there's stira, and they closet themselves away, so then we don't allow them to drink the mei sota, lo shosus, lo not los ksuba, and they lose their ksuba, because if they're the cause of why they can't drink the mei sota, so then their presumption is that they cause themselves to be in this situation, and they therefore lose the ksuba. The mei sota, by drinking it, would establish that, yes, she was tahora, and therefore she would be entitled to her ksuba, if he were then to divorce her. But if she's unable to drink the water because of her side, so then she is not entitled to ksuba. So here it clearly says that an arusa, as well as the shomeris yavam, if they're accused, there's kinui and there's stira, while they're in this state of arusa or shomeris yavam, so they're not going to drink the water. So how can you tell me that we're dealing here with an arusa? So Gemara says, therefore, Rav Sheishis interprets this Mishnah Sota as follows. Elo, the kinui la kishihi arusa, the kinui took place while she was in arusa, the istatra, and she closeted herself away while she was still in arusa with this person, the kamashkalo kishinasua, but he only gave her to drink the waters after they had nisuin. Now, the Gemara says, if that's your answer, that can't be right either, Rav Sheishis, because mi badke lo maya, in that situation, the waters wouldn't work. Now, why would the waters not work? Because, v'atanya, we learned that the pasuk tells us, v'nika ha'ish me'avon, the man himself has to be free of avon. He can't have sinned himself. What does that mean? So his mind, the waters will work. However, what this drasha of this pasuk is says that if the man doesn't deserve, so to say, to have the waters work because he also has sinned, so then the waters won't work. Therefore, in this situation where they had the kinui and the stira while she was in arusa, he's forbidden to marry her. He's not allowed to bring her into his house as a nesua. He can't go and complete the marriage because there was kinui and stira. And it's also to have relations with the woman who had kinui and stira until the waters check her. But if she's in arusa, the waters can't check her, so he has to divorce her. And in that situation, she doesn't drink, and he's not allowed to live with her. He has to divorce her, and she doesn't get her ksuba. So if, in fact, he took her in as a nesua, so then he did a sin. So therefore, he wouldn't be nika ha'ish me'avon. So therefore, the waters won't work. So how can you tell us that this is the case, Rav Sheishis, that the kinui and the stira took place while she was in arusa, and then he took her in and he sued it? That won't work. So how does Rav Sheishis finally learn this Mishnah in Sota? Elo, he says, the kinui la kishi arusa. Yes, the kinui took place while she was in arusa, the istatra, and the stira took place while she was in arusa. And then, here's his raya to Rav. The nichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivalo. She underwent chuppah. She had nisum, but he didn't consummate the marriage. This is the classical case of, is there or is there not chuppah l'psulos? This woman is psula to be married to him because at this point in time, she has to drink the mesota. But there is no way for her to drink the mesota because she's only an arusa. So he's not allowed to live with her. He's not allowed to consummate the marriage. But the nisuin, according to Rav, takes effect. Yesh chuppah lipsulos. And the chuppah itself prevents her from going to eat the truma. Now, in this situation, shma minah, Rav Sheishis says we can learn yesh chuppah lipsulos. You see that his taking her into chuppah has an effect over here. It allows her to now drink the mei sota. And he is considered nika ha'ish me'avon. So just having the chuppah without consummating the marriage takes effect. And therefore, this woman is allowed to go and drink the mei sota in this situation. That's the case that the Mishnah in Sota tells us, an arusa. She has to say amen to the fact that she didn't have any illicit relationship while she was in arusa. And this is how an arusa could drink, if you hold yesh chuppah l'nesuos. So this is what Rav Sheishis says, is a raya from this Mishnah in Sota to Rav. So this raya of Rav Sheishis seems to be good, but Rava doesn't like it. Omer Rava, Rava says, really? V'tizbara, toha mitartstasahi? You think that you really tightened up this Mishnah correctly? V'ha, kiosa Rebbe Acha bar Chanina midor Roma, when Rabbi Yochanan bar Chanina came up from the Dorm of Eretz Yisrael, from the south of Eretz Yisrael, he brought with him also v'aisi masnisa biyadei. He brought with him the following braisa. The pasuk says mi balodei ishech. The whole pasuk is read v'af kisotis tachas ishech v'chi nitmeis v'itain ish boch eshechavto mi balodei ishech. This pasuk implies that the relations with the Baal, her husband, have to precede any relations, Rachmona Litzlan, that she committed adultery with the Boel. So that's what he tells us. This pasuk says, Mi Baalodei Ishech, that you had relations with another person, another man, other than your husband, Mi Baalodei Ishech. So in this situation, where the husband hasn't consummated the marriage, you wouldn't have the situation where the Baal had relations first. Here the Baal didn't have relations. If you understand it like Rosh Hashanah, then it wouldn't work. Misha Kodma Shrivas Baal Le Boel. That's when the Mesota works. But not the low Shikodma Shrivas Boel Le Baal. But not a situation where the adulterer, the Boel, had relations before the Baal. So therefore, Rabbi says, according to this Brisa from Rav Acha Bar Chanina that he brought with him from the Dorom, this would not be a correct interpretation of Rav Sheshes. Where it says, no, not necessarily so. Amar Rami Rechama. Rami Rechama would explain, no. He says, Kigon, we're dealing over here. Shebo Alel Arusa Bevei Savia. You know what happened? That the husband and the wife, they were from Yehuda, Mistamu, we said, Gas Bo Libo. They would be frequently together, and they had relations, but not l'shem nisuin. They had relations just out of passion, l'shem znus. And therefore, in that situation, the husband, the Baal, did in fact precede. He was the first one to have relations with her while she was an arusa, and it was prohibited. In that situation, he had the relations with her, Tosus points out, before the stira, so it wasn't yet an aveira after she was nistatra. It was an aveira before then, but that doesn't count. And therefore, when she then closets herself away with the boel and is accused of committing adultery, he in fact can hold that yesh chuppah, they didn't have after the chuppah consummation of the marriage officially, l'shem nisuin, and therefore yesh chuppah lepsulos still applies. Rav Sheshes' understanding of this mission still applies. And here we have a situation where kodma shrivas bal leboa. So it doesn't conflict with the brisa that Rav Acha bar Chanina brought down midoroma. So that's how Rami bar Chama would teach this up. Where it says, still we got a problem. If this is the way you're understanding the arusa and the nesua, so the second part of the Mishnah, which was talking about the Shomeris Yovam, and after she underwent Yibam, so then it must be talking about the same thing. The Kavosei Gabe Shomeris Yovam, he must be talking about that he had relations with her, L'shem Znus, and not L'shem Yibam, Sheba Aleh Yovam, B'dei Shamiya, that he must have had relations after her first husband died. Rachel and Reuven were married, Reuven dies, Shimon, the brother, is waiting to do Yibam with Rachel, and they had relations. Shimon and Rachel had relations, not L'shem Yibam. So that would be the parallel case. If you're saying that's what happened with the Arusa and Nesua example, so then this would be the case of the Shomeris Yavam and Yibam example. Now we turn to Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, in that situation, you have the facts wrong. Shomeris Yavam Korisla? Would you still call her Shomeris Yavam? We just spent in the preceding daven learning that any relations, whether it's Liznus, whether it's by Ones or Shogeg, and certainly the mitzvah, those make the woman waiting to have Yibam his full-fledged wife. So therefore, if they had relations, albeit it was Znus B'vei Savia, while she's a Shomeris Yavam, that no longer allows her to be called the Shomeris Yavam. Ishto Ma'ayihi. As we learned, the Ha'a Amar Rav, Konel Akol, Rav says she's a full-fledged wife in every single way, once they had relations, regardless of even if the relations were L'shem Znus, as they're stated over here to be. So therefore, how would you ever have a case of the Shomeris Yavam that she has to swear that she didn't have relations as the Shomeris Yavam, when, in fact, he wasn't yet the Baal, the new husband, preceding the relations of the Boel? Because as soon as he has relations there, boom, she's not a Shomeris Yavam. So this is problematic. So the Gemara says, no. Don't say it's like Rav, Kona Lakol, say it's Kishmur. We're dealing here with the opinion of Shmuel, who says the Amar Lo Kona El Advarim Amurim B'Parsha. It only is for the couple of things that the Parsha specifically mentions. For example, to Pata the Tzaros from needing Yibam. The co-wives no longer need Yibam. So let us say this is like Shmuel, and therefore it's not a problem. Where it says that can't possibly be. If you want to say it's like Shmuel, Dama, Lo Kona, El Adorama, Rumba, Parsha, the whole problem here is according to Rav. Rav Sheshet is trying to be a writer, Rav. So, Midi, Hu, Taimo, El Rav, the whole purpose over here is to say that this goes according to Rav. And Ha, Ama, Rav, Kona, La Kol. So, therefore, Rav Sheshet must be wrong in his understanding. Where says not necessarily so. You know why it's not wrong? Hakamaya Skinny, you know what we're talking about over here? Kigon to Ovid B'maimer. He didn't have relations with her when she was in Beis Avia waiting to undergo Yibam, but he did Maimer with her. And it goes like the opinion of Beis Shammai. You remember, we had the opinion of Beis Shammai. He, the Amre, Maimer Kone Kinyan Gomer. Maimer makes her into a full-fledged wife. Now, there's two ways to understand that. Either on a Deraisa level, this makes her into a full-fledged wife, or that on a Deraisa level, it removes the Zika of Yibam and makes her into a Arusa. And then she'll still need to undergo Yibam, according to both interpretations, in order to be a full-fledged Yavama that was taken in marriage by her Yavama. So that's how Rav Sheshet would understand it. Where it says, if that's so, Ihachi, then Hainu Arusa, then how is she any different? If you're saying that the Maimer essentially knocks off the Zika and turns her into an Arusa, so then this is exactly the same case as the Arusa Nesua. So why do you have to tell me Shomer is Yavam and after she had Yibam, if that's exactly the same case as Arusa and Nesua? So it says, and you have no problem, or Taimech, why would you have to say Nesua Chnusa? So why did you have to tell me the case of that she has to swear, she has to say Amen, that she didn't have relations while she was in Nesua, and she didn't have a relations after her Yavam took her in and did Yibam with her, and she's Chnusa, she's a full-fledged wife that way. They're the same thing also. Lav Chadim Ilsi, and just like those two are two separate things, so too, the Arusa and the Shomeres Yavam could be two separate things. Elo, Nesua, the day, when we're dealing with Nesu, and that's his own wife, so to say, Uchnuso, when he did Yibam, that's referring to his Chavre, his brother who died, Nebuch, the widow of his brother. So just like it lists those as two separate scenarios, so too it lists the Arusa and the Shomeres Yavam in two separate scenarios as well. Hochanami, Arusa the day was his own Arusa, and the Shomeres Yavam, the Chavre, and dealing with being a Shomeres Yavam of his brother. So therefore, there's parallelism over here, and you have the two sets of cases, Nesu and Arusa, Shomeres Yavam, and after she underwent Yibam, and therefore, that's how Rav Sheshet says, this is the proof to Rav from the Mishnah and Sota, that Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos. So that is, in fact, Rav Sheshet's understanding of the Mishnah. We'll have two different understandings of the Mishnah and Sota to explain what it means that Nesua, Arusa, Shomeres Yavam, and when she had underwent Yibam. So Rav Papa says, Hai Tanahu de Tanya. It's the following Tanya of this Braisa that is the author of this Mishnah in Sota. What does he say? Ein mekanin lo li Arusa li Ashkosa kishihi Arusa. We are not allowed to go and do kinui on an Arusa that she should drink while she's in Arusa, but you are allowed to give the kinui while she's in an Arusa, Abu Makananoso Liashkosa Kishinesua, that this kinui can work for when she is in a sua, that's when she should drink it. In other words, we're dealing here with a regular case. His wife was warned while she was in Arusa, don't be mistatra with such and such a person. And in fact, she was mistatra with such and such a person, but he's allowed to go and give her the May Marim to drink after there was Nisuin and after he had consummated the marriage. So you can't bring me a raya over here that this is Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos because he in fact had consummated the marriage. What about the fact that we said that if he's not Niko Me'ovon, then the waters won't work? So this Tana of this Braisa doesn't hold like what Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought down, Midoroma, that says that that is true. So he disagrees with that interpretation. He also agrees with the interpretation that the bia of the Baal has to come before the bia of the Boel, because here, obviously, she was Nistatra and committed the Avera while she was in Arusa, so the bia of the Boel preceded the bia of the Baal. So this opinion, this Tan and this Braisa, disagrees with Rav Acha Bar Chanina, and that's how you can learn this very simply. Finally, the third way that you can reconcile this Mishnah in Sota is Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. What did he say? Omar, he holds, Aide Gilgal. The whole idea over here, this is a Gilgal Shvua. Once you're obligated to go and make the Shvua, in other words, she has to say Amen, that she didn't commit any adultery, she didn't commit the Avera while she was Nistatra, while she was in a Sua. This is a normal case that there was a regular Chuppah after Kiddushin and consummation of the marriage, and then she was subsequently Nistatra, there was Kinoi and Stira, and now she has to say, amen, that she didn't commit any avera while she was in a suwa, so we do a Gilgul Shvuah, and we say, you also have to go and say you didn't commit any avera while you're in Arusa, or the after the Yibam, she didn't commit any avera while she was Shomeris Liyavim. So that's how Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak understands this. It's a Gilgul Shvuah, not that this, in fact, is anything to do with Kinui and Stira while she was in Arusa or while she was a Shomeris Yavam. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. He said the following. He said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ha'osa Maimer V'yivimto. If you did Maimer and V'yeish lo ach, but there were two brothers. So Reuven dies, Rachel falls in Yibim to Shimon and Levi. Shimon does Maimer exactly like he's supposed to do. But now Levi is Asura to this Yavama. So in this situation, Afilu, who Kohen, the Kohenis, even if everybody here is a Kohen, she's the daughter of a Kohen, so she normally would be allowed to be Choseres Labia Savia when she had no children from her first husband, Reuven the Kohen. So now, Shimon the Kohen did Maimer with her, so she can't eat because of Shimon the Kohen, because there is Levi the Kohen that's also to her, and therefore she's theoretically, after the Maimer, which is only Midr Rabbanan, except according to Beis Shammai, and we're going here according to Pinyin Beis Hillel, that's only Midr Rabbanan, so then in this situation, she would not be permitted to Levi, and on a deraisa level, she still is falling to Levi, and therefore he passels her minatruma until the yibum is done. It's only a temporary passeling of her. So even though she's a bas kohen and could have gone back to her father's house to eat truma, in this situation she can't because she's awaiting yibum from Shimon, but she's technically also awaiting yibum from Levi. And since Levi is not allowed midrabanan to go and do yibum with her, because on a deraisa level he could, because the Maimer is technically nothing going to be still on the Raisa level, it's only Midr Rabbanan that it works, so therefore on the Raisa level, Levi is still technically out to marry her, but since Midr Rabbanan he can't, so therefore he passels her from eating Truma until, of course, Shimon does the full Yibum, or if there is a Chalitza done, then she would return Lebei Savia. Now, who does this go according to? Laman. This statement of Rav Yochanan, Ile Mal Rav Meir, if you're telling me it goes according to Rav Meir, that a woman who is waiting to have a marriage completed, she's awaiting to have the consummation of the marriage with her Yavam. So in that situation, Rav Meir says, you're not allowed to go eat anyway. Ema d'yomar Rav Meir, mishtameres labia psula lo'och lo de'daraisa. Where did he say that that's true? That's only when the woman is waiting to have, on a daraisa level, a prohibited marriage. For example, a grusha to a kohen, or a almona to a kohen gadol. So that on a daraisa level would be a Bia Psula. So therefore, that's when Rav Meir said that she's already passed from eating Truma. But here, it's only on a Durabana level that she's not allowed to have relations with Levi. The Yibam with Levi is prohibited because of the Maimer that was done by Shimon. That's only Midrabanan. So who says the Rav Meir holds Durabanan Miyamar? Who says that he holds like this? So therefore, this may not go according with Rav Meir. You're going to tell me then, who are the other two Shitas, Yela, Rabbi Elazar, of Rabbi Shimon, that say that if you're awaiting a Bia Psula, that doesn't ruin it for you. It's only when you actually do the Bia Psula, that's when you become forbidden to eat Truma. But who says that that's true over here? Hashta, Mishtameris, Labia Psula, Daraisa, Ochla, Drabonim, Ibaya. They would certainly say that this would be permissible. They wouldn't hold Pasul and a Truma. They hold that even if it's a Psul Daraisa, the Grusha to the Kohen, or the Almana to the Kohen Gado, they're still allowed to eat until they do the actual act that is prohibited. Just the Kiddushin itself doesn't ruin it. So if it doesn't ruin it on the Daraisa level, so it's certainly not going to ruin it here when it's only on the Darabana level that she's not allowed to have Yibam with Levi because of the Maimed that was done by Shimon. So then, who is this going in accord with? It doesn't seem to go in accord with either the opinion of Meir or the opinion of Rav Elazar or Rav Shimon. We don't have any other opinions right now. So therefore, this is not viable, this understanding of Rav Chanina, Mishmei Rav Yochanan. So instead, Elok Yosef Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said as follows, also bo maimar b'yivimto, if a person did maimar with his yivama, in that situation, everybody agrees, Dir Yakol, both Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who we're going to see have a machlokis in a moment, Divya Kol, both of them would agree that the Maimer with Shimon, it doesn't ruin it that there's a Levi in the picture, because the Maimer with Shimon, so she is designated and will be going towards Shimon, and B'ezus Hashem, when they consummate the marriage, she'll be his full-fledged wife, but Levi doesn't ruin it right now that he's ushered to have relations with Midr Rabbanan. However, if Levi were to be a halal, Yeshlo Ach Halal, if Shimon is a perfectly fine Kohen, but that's because they had the same father, that's why he's a perfectly fine Kohen. But then the father Kohen, Yaakov, married a Grusha and then had the son Levi, so they have the same father, but Shimon's a perfectly kosher Kohen because Yaakov's first wife was acceptable to marry a Kohen, and his second wife was a Grusha, was unacceptable, so therefore Levi is a Chol. In that situation, you're waiting even on a Daraisa level to somebody that would ruin it for you. So then Divri HaKol, they're both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, would both say in this situation, Eina Ochelis, in this situation, she would not be able to go and eat. So it would be ruining it her for it to eat Truma. Even though she's a Bas Kohen herself, she's not considered at this point able to go back to Beis Aviyah until the Yibum is done. Once the Yibum is done, of course, then she'll be able to eat Truma again. So that's no machlokis. If the brother was perfectly good, the Maimer doesn't ruin it. If the brother was a Cholol, so then it's ruined because she's awaiting Yibum by a Cholol, and even though she'll eventually have Yibum with Shimon, it doesn't ruin it forever, but it ruins it for right now. So where do Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish have the machlokis? Lo nechelku elishanosin lo get. It's when, in fact, the brother didn't do maimer with her, Shimon did a get. In that situation, Rav Yochanan amar ocheles, Rav Yochanan says she is still allowed to eat mibeis aviha, but Reish Lakish amar ein ocheles. Now why is that? So the Gemara continues, says Rav Yochanan amar ocheles, Rav Yochanan says she's allowed to go and eat back at the house of her parents in this situation, when Shimon gave her a get, so that has taken away somewhat the Zika, albeit on a Derabbanan level, and therefore, afilu Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, Rav Yochanan would say, the Amar Einan Ocheles, that normally when you have a woman that's awaiting a Yibam that is not allowed to be done, a Biyah that's not allowed to be done, so she wouldn't be allowed to, in that situation, able to eat Truma at that period of time. That's only when Rav Meir said this, the Amar Einan Ocheles, Hani Mila Mishtamaris Labiyah Besula Daraisa, that's only when it's awaiting a Biyah that would be forbidden on a Daraisa level. But here, technically on a Daraisa level, the fact that Shimon gave her a get doesn't possible her to him on a Daraisa level, it only on a Derabbanan level. Aval Derabbanan Ochla. So in this situation, since the Psul is only Midrabbanan, even Rav Yochanan would say that even Rav Meir would say that she would still be allowed to eat Beis Aviyah. However, Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Ocheles. Reish Lakish says, no, in this situation you can't, because Afilu L'Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, even they who normally hold the Amrei Ocheles, that if she's waiting for a Biyah that's Asura, that doesn't ruin her from going to eat Beveis Aviyah to go back and eat Truma in her father's house, that's only Hanimili D'yesh Lo L'Hachel B'Mokum Acher. That's because that Kohen would normally be allowed to go, while he can't have relations with her, would be allowed to have a marriage with another woman who he would be able to be machil truma to, and like we said yesterday, hanimila diyesh lo lahachil b'makom acher. Since this kohen was only forbidden to her, but would be permitted to have other wives that would be permitted to eat truma, so therefore, that's why Rav Elazar and Shimon say that in that situation, since no other eris yet been done, ocheles. Aval hacha, in this situation, this kohen gave her a get. Shimon gave her a get. Kivan de'en lo lahachil b'makom acher. So he cannot go give any woman who is a divorcee a opportunity to go and eat truma. Therefore, even Rabbi Elazar and Rav Shimon would say, lo, in this situation, that he would be able to go and allow her to go and eat truma once he finishes giving the chalitza. He gave the get, now he has to give the chalitza. Then she is permitted to go back to Beis Aviyah. Everybody agrees to that, but he says, that's chozeres. Chozeres means over here that he gives her the chalitza. Now she truly, Chozeres, is fully returned back to Beis Aviyah, and since she is a Bas Kohen, so she's now allowed to go and eat Truma, but not because of this Yavam, not over here because of him. It's Chozeres, Poskimine. When she goes back, she's totally detached from this person, and that's why she's allowed to eat. Ukrova Levenasha, that's the reason why she's allowed to eat, because of her father. Avoha, Agidabe, but in this situation, where there still is the connection through the Zika, albeit it's weakened because of the get, so even Reish Lakish says, even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would say that she can't eat in that situation. Again, a somewhat complicated sugya, but hopefully it was clear. This is a good break point for us to stop, so with this we'll conclude today's shiur.